With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Supreme Court decision could come as soon as Monday in the case where former President Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado or not. It all stems from challenges to the results of the 2020 election. Mr. Trump wants to overturn a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which had ruled to disqualify him based on the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment.
The Colorado Supreme Court decided late last year that Trump is disqualified from being president again because of his efforts to undo his defeat, which of course culminated in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Since then, the Maine Secretary of State and a lower court judge in Illinois have both decided that Trump should not be on those states' primary ballot.
Meanwhile, Mark Sherman reports Colorado's primary, part of Super Tuesday, coming up. Also at SRNnews.com, hundreds of inmates fled Haiti's main prison after armed gangs stormed the facility in an overnight explosion of violence that engulfed much of the capital.
In Haiti's capital, gangs are gaining strength, and Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to gather support from a UN-backed security force to stabilize the country. A prison worker reported that out of over 4,000 inmates, less than 100 remain behind bars and pleaded for their safety. In the absence of official information, family members of some convicts rushed to the prison to check on loved ones.
That's Rika Ann Garcia reporting. SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station Sunday night. They'll oversee the arrival of two new rocket ships during their stint. The U.S.-Russian crew should reach the station by Tuesday. They'll replace a crew from the U.S., Denmark, Japan, and Russia. And Vice President Harris planning to host a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who's visiting Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is SRN News. People are weighing in on their take on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom announced an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee that would make it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. SRN News. A bizarre accident leads to a major lawsuit.
A Florida woman who was struck and dragged by a New York City bus has been awarded $72 million in her suit against the city's transit agency. A jury found in favor of Aurora Beaucamp, who was hit by an MTA bus and dragged some 20 feet in Manhattan in 2017. She suffered numerous injuries and her left leg remains paralyzed. The MTA, meanwhile, says it will appeal, calling the award excessive. Jason Walker reporting.
To overcome an expected shortage of poll workers in Nevada this year, Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is proposing the legal community be tapped to help address the problem. Aguilar wants lawyers who volunteer at the polls to be able to earn continuing education credits to fulfill annual requirements set by the state bar. More details at SRNnews.com.